Guelph today received the following letter to the editor from reader Michael Douglas, in regards to replacing the spires on the Basilica pinnacles. Last February, Guelph today published my letter with before and after photos inquiring about replacement plans for the iconic spires removed from the Twin Towers in late 2022 due to deterioration and safety concerns. In October, almost 2 years after the removal, Guelph today published a quote from Father Lan Duffy at the church stating that due to the high cost of restoring the basilica pinnacles, they have no plan to proceed. The Diocese of Hamilton clarified later, adding that they have no plan to proceed at this time. I am writing today in an attempt to keep the dialogue alive and focus on the importance of restoring the iconic crown jewels to our skyline by encouraging the powers to be at the Diocese of Hamilton to commit to Guelphites that design alternatives and materials are under review, and there will in fact be a time when the spires will hopefully be replaced in one viable form or another. I am not writing to invite negative comments about the wealth of the Catholic Church or provoke unwarranted criticism aimed at the caring staff at the Basilica suggesting alternative ways for them to spend their money. Anyone who has taken the time to visit the Basilica recently will clearly understand and appreciate that a lot of money has been spent renovating the majestic interior, and the Church is still paying for that work. Take the time to visit the majestic, inspirational interior and the spectacular exterior up close and personal before responding to my comments. The church is open to the public daily. It's yours to discover if you have not had the opportunity in recent years. You won't regret it. With the city's bicentennial anniversary just over 2 years away on April 23, 2027, we should respectfully remind the Diocese of Hamilton that on April 23, 1827, our founder and superintendent of the Canada Company, John Galt, gifted the entire hill at the center of our fledgling town to Bishop Alexander MacDonald to build a church. A gift that blossomed into an iconic treasure of Gothic-era architecture. The first Mass was celebrated outdoors on August 26, 1827, and in 1835 St. Patrick's Wooden Church was built on site. It was destroyed by fire in 1844 and replaced in 1846 with a stone church named St. Bartholomew, which stood until the Church of Our Lady Immaculate was dedicated on October 10, 1888. By 1919, the high altar, pipe organ, and other interior work was completed. In 1926, the twin towers were added to the exterior, capped off with the spires. Interior renovations continued for years, and in 1990 the federal government designated the church as a National Historic Site. In 2014, His Holiness Pope Francis designated the church as a Minor Basilica of Our Lady Immaculate. In a timely reference to a renaissance in Gothic church architecture, the interior of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, including the 19-inch century Gothic spire, was just returned to its former glory after a tragic fire destroyed it in 2019. Look for the spectacular photo gallery published by CNN a couple of days ago. President Macron toured the iconic cathedral prior to the December 3rd grand reopening and praised the restoration contributors for magically transforming ashes into art. Kudos to whoever initiated the colorful blend of soft hues accenting our historically significant building facades downtown after dusk. The architectural lighting brings attention to interesting forms of space by accentuating distinct building characteristics, enhancing visual perceptions and aesthetic appreciation. Today, the visual void atop the Twin Towers is aesthetically apathetic, akin to an amputated appendage crying out for the spire replacement, or at a minimum an inspiring sustainable prosthetic replica to restore the iconic architectural intent. On St. George's Day, April 23, 2027, my bicentennial prayer will be answered if, approach the downtown, take in the colorful architectural lighting illuminating the historic building facades against the night sky, rendering a wistful mood that awakens civic pride. As my gaze is drawn to the Lady on the Hill, the iconic spires have returned atop the Twin Towers, basking in the dedicated colorful building up lighting. It's my prayer, Hamilton Diocese. Please re-acknowledge the gift the Lady on the Hill rests upon by answering my prayer in time for our bicentennial. Michael Douglas, Guelph.